type three, this is the overachieving holding pattern, where it's that kind of classic type A, where you tend to live your life in the middle of your inhalation, just breathing in enough, locking the diaphragm into neutral, and then it's like, go, go, go. And so you hold a lot of energy. It gets held in your chest. And so when you start to have a feeling, before it's even in your conscious awareness, you start to think, what do I do about it? How can I fix this? And so with your high charge, it can be really hard to sit still. So it's a pattern that's a really highly charged pattern. Some threes are super expressive. Others are more, tense in the heart. But this is all grounded in your compensating belief that the world rewards doing, not being. So if I'm going to be loved, I have to become a little human doing. And so the notion of being, eventually it starts to, sit in you as a waste of time. Okay, and you might have been a really, maybe an active kid by nature. A lot of threes will say, from when I was young, I was a busy little kid. But little kids can also, be able to simply enjoy and feel pleasure, feel joy. And this is all rooted, this belief that I have to do and not be is rooted in this idealization that I'm successful. And the avoidance is failure. And really, if I really feel my strong, true feelings, there's this unconscious fear I won't be able to accomplish anything. And then if I can't accomplish anything, what happens? Who am I? So for you, you sometimes also have supple boundaries where you're sensing the environment in your body and you're adjusting to the audience. So that's what I'd like to invite you to start noticing this week. How do I adjust depending on whom I'm with? And if I'm with a calm person, do I start to adjust and kind of put on a performance of being calm? I went on vacation with 1-3 and it was like he was practicing being kicked back. It was like he was performing kicked back. And this boundary agility can be really good when you're trying to do a sales call or you're presenting something, but it comes at a price because it really comes at the price of losing an internal sense of who you are and what you want. So your practice is going to be bringing your energy back inside when you start to feel yourself shapeshift. Notice how you shapeshift. Get a little bit of curious. Access that 6 point and get a little curious of how do I shapeshift in front of certain people? What show, for instance, am I putting on? I remember my teacher talking about threes, and it's like, what does a winner look like? What do they act like? How do they talk? Okay? And so it just depends on whoever the winner is in your world. And so you're going to just, when you start noticing you're with other people, notice the subtle ways you shapeshift, where you move your body to kind of try to match theirs and be like that other person, particularly if you respect and admire them. And then in the middle of it, if you can, catch yourself, pause, and notice what's happening inside. Notice, what am I feeling inside? What emotions? Is my heart tight? Does my stomach feel kind of funky? Is my neck kind of stiff? And start noticing that. 1-3 said to me, she goes, Leslie, I got to be honest with you. When I first started doing body stuff with you, I was doing performative body stuff. I was telling you what I thought you wanted to hear. Okay, so this is that classic 3 shape-shifting. So what we're going to invite you to do is just this week start to notice, A, how I shape-shift, all right? How do I, when I'm with other people, when I'm trying to meet their expectation, and then notice the buildup of energy in your chest, okay? And then in the middle of an interaction, just notice what happens if you pause, and nobody has to know you're doing it, and then soften your assertive stance. Just maybe even sit back in your chair, take a deep breath, and notice what that feels like. And it might make you feel a little anxious at first, okay? But give it a little room. Just allow yourself to give the anxiety a little bit of space. Notice where you feel it in your body. And this practice is, as I said last time, it's not so much about doing, but allowing the rhythms of your body to feel the life force in you. And just notice what it's like to feel the life force without moving forward to accomplish anything. And what I'm going to invite you to do sometime between now and the retreat is go to the playground or go to a place and watch like 2 and 3 year olds play. And just notice where you see performing. And, you know, you might see a little 3 there, okay? Or notice a kid who has their life force out there and just is who they are. And see if you can allow yourself to appreciate it, where they're not trying to impress anyone. Or the kid who may go off quietly by themselves. Or the kid who looks maybe sad. And see if you can just allow that to be, that's life force aliveness without having to do anything with it. So wishing you well as you start working with this.